Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking about a topic. And this week we've been looking at how God led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. We've seen lots of build up to that in the last few weeks, but this week we've looked at the story of when they actually start walking into the desert, not going by the obvious road, but towards the barren desert, which is going to be dangerous and risky. And God is preparing them in this way. He's preparing them in a number of ways. And one of the ways he's preparing them is to help them deal with the fear and regret and doubt they're going to have when the Egyptians change their mind and start coming after their escaping slaves. So here's how God did that. Here's how God let them know that he was with them. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp in front of Pi-hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. In front of Baal Zephon, you shall encamp facing it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the people of Israel, 'They are wandering in the land, the wilderness has shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.'" And they did so. So here's a visual, tangible reminder of God's presence with his people. There's a pillar of cloud by day, and there's a pillar of fire by night. These supernatural things that, yes, a mist, a fog might appear and disappear, but for it to actually stay with a moving band of people and to be something you describe as a pillar that changes from day to night, that's pretty incredible. That's not something that happens every day. That's something that is of God. God is showing his people that he's with them and that he's guiding them. These things show the Israelites which way to go, so they can travel by day and by night, which is a huge advantage over their enemies, the Egyptians, that they can travel by night. If any of the Israelites were doubting Moses' leadership, if they weren't quite sure if he was the real deal or not, this should have been a sign to them. Something of God is happening here. And if any of them had been doubting the existence of God, the goodness of God, here again was a tangible sign that God was with them and God was guiding them. This was not just one man's idea to lead them out of Egypt. This was God leading his people towards a promised land, a land that he had promised to them. These things should have been very good news for what would have been a terrified people who were leaving the only land they'd really known in a generation. God letting his people know he's with them and guiding them is one part of what God is up to. The other thing God is up to is he's baiting Pharaoh. You can hear it right at the end of that reading I read today, right? God is setting Pharaoh up. So he sends the Israelites by this ridiculous route where it doesn't make sense for them to go. They don't go by the established path. They go into the desert, which to Pharaoh probably looks like they are confused, they're clueless, they're vulnerable. And he should just go and get them back. It doesn't look like they have a powerful God leading them. It looks like they haven't a clue what they're doing. And then the Israelites go and encamp in a very vulnerable place. They're essentially in a cul-de-sac. They're trapped. They've painted themselves into a corner. Now God told them to do that because he was baiting Pharaoh. He wanted Pharaoh to look and say, "Oh, this is an easy target. Let's go. We'll get our slaves back, or we'll just slaughter them all to show them to teach them a lesson about running away from the king of Egypt." So God knows something here. He knows that Pharaoh hasn't truly repented and changed his ways, that Pharaoh's decision to let the Israelites go was really a pragmatic one, where he was simply wanting to stop the carnage. It was made out of grief, having lost his firstborn son. But Pharaoh himself had survived. Pharaoh still considered himself to be a god. Not for long. God was about to show him who was really God. God had already God had already hurt Pharaoh by taking his firstborn son, but Pharaoh had survived so that God could show Pharaoh and all of Egypt who was really God. So here's a question for you to think about today. What mixture of emotions do you think the Israelites would have been feeling in these moments as God led them to encamp in a very vulnerable place and took them through this ridiculous path in the desert? What do you think they would have experienced? So that's your question for today. Hope you'll share it with somebody else you know. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.